Chapter 2. "What are you thinking, Holmes?" I asked, after Mortimer left.
"It's a mystery," said Holmes.
"Is it possible that somebody murdered Sir Charles? And if so, why?"
"Something terrified him," I said.
"Yes," agreed Holmes. "He was running, but why did he run away from the house, not towards it? And why did he wait near the gate for so long?"
Holmes picked up his violin and began to play. He always did this when he had a mystery to solve.
"Good night, Holmes," I said, but he didn't hear me. The next morning, Dr. Mortimer brought Sir Henry to the house. Sir Henry was a slim, handsome man, around 25 and very stylish. He was holding an envelope.
"This letter arrived from me this morning," he said, "but it's rather strange."
"What does it say?"
"It says, 'Stay away from Baskerville Hall,'" said Sir Henry.
"What can it mean?"
"Difficult to say," said Holmes.
"Maybe it's a warning. Has Dr. Mortimer told you the story of the hound at Baskerville Hall?"
"Yes," said Sir Henry. "It's very scary, but now I feel confused.
What's your advice, Mr. Holmes?"
"Go to Baskerville Hall," said Holmes. "It'll be easier to discover the writer of the letter there, because there are fewer people."
"I need to think," said Sir Henry.
"Let's go back to the hotel, Dr. Mortimer. Mr. Holmes, Dr. Watson, will you join us for lunch later?"
"Thank you," said Holmes. And Sir Henry and Dr. Mortimer left.
Holmes and I put on our coats and left shortly after the two men, in case someone was following them. We noticed a cab driving slowly behind Sir Henry and Dr. Mortimer. Inside, there was a man with a thick black beard. When he saw us, he looked surprised. He shouted to the driver and quickly drove off. We made our way to Sir Henry's hotel.
"When are you going to Baskerville Hall?" I asked Sir Henry.
"On Saturday," he replied.
"Dr. Watson will accompany you," said Holmes.
"You can report everything to me, Watson."
"Of course, Holmes," I agreed. I was delighted that Holmes trusted me, and it was an opportunity to improve my skills.
"Somebody followed you this morning," Holmes told Sir Henry.
"Really?" said Sir Henry. "Who was it?"
"A man with blue eyes and a thick black beard," I replied.
"Do you know him?"
"Barrymore has a black beard," said Dr. Mortimer.
"But he's at Baskerville Hall. Are you certain?" I asked.
"I think so," he replied. But he didn't seem sure. That evening, Holmes and I discussed the visit to Baskerville Hall.
"You must watch everything, Watson," said Holmes, "and protect Sir Henry. Try to discover everything about Mr. and Mrs. Barrymore, also Dr. Mortimer and his wife, and any other neighbors."
"Of course," I agreed.
"Do you have a gun?" asked Holmes.
I was shocked.
"Yes," I said.
"Then take it with you," said Holmes.
"I will join you as soon as I have finished my research here." On Saturday, we traveled to Baskerville Hall by train. The house was cold and unwelcoming. It was late, so we went straight to bed, and I lay thinking about the story of the hounds. Then, close to my room, I heard a woman crying. She was clearly extremely upset. She was still crying when I fell asleep. The next day was sunny, and the house seemed more cheerful. I found Sir Henry in the dining room.
"Did you hear a woman crying last night?" I asked him.
"Yes," he replied.
"Barrymore brought tea for us.
Did you hear a woman crying?"
Sir Henry asked him.
He was very direct.
"No, sir," said Barrymore.
"There's only my wife here, and it wasn't her."
But Barrymore was lying. After breakfast, I went for a walk, and I met Mrs. Barrymore in the garden. Her eyes were red with tears. Why did Barrymore lie? Was he the man in the taxi in London? I had to watch him carefully. On my walk on the moor, I met a man. He was small and slim, with fair hair and no beard. He wore a smart grey suit and long black boots. He carried a butterfly net.
"Hello," he said. "I'm Stapleton."
"Good morning, Stapleton," I said. "I'm Dr. Watson."
"Have you come to solve the mystery of Sir Charles?" asked Stapleton.
"Oh, no,"
I said. I'm just visiting my friend, Sir Henry.
I see, said Stapleton.
Can I invite you for a cup of tea and to meet my sister?
Thank you, I said.
As we walked, Stapleton asked me, Do you know the story of the hound?
Yes,
but I'm certain it's not true, I replied.
Of course not, said Stapleton.
But Sir Charles was very nervous about it. He had a weak heart. In my opinion, a big dog terrified him, and his heart couldn't stand it. I hope Sir Henry still wants to live in Baskerville Hall.
Oh, I think so, I replied.
He's young and not easily scared.